Well, hello, my darling. I guess I kind of run away with myself here and let it run off there. When I get down to the base down there, I'm going to go on to BX there and see if they happen to have any of these recorders. Then, before we get about halfway through our journey, we come to another base. Coming back up here on the truck, we'll have to go in there and gas up again, and I'll check on that BX also and see if they have one. I hope I ain't lost you what I'm talking about. I'm still talking about the recorders and stuff while I run over to the other side. As usual, I finished that side up pretty good. No trouble at all. Then I get to this side. I don't know. Sometimes when I think I'm going to tell you something, well, I figure it'll take up half a tape. I'll tell you, and still ain't no tape gone. So. But I enjoy making these tapes a lot more than I do sitting down writing. Even though they're scrambled up a little bit, they ain't like when they write. Usually stay with one subject here, maybe on one thing, then to another, then back to something else. But at least it's a lot easier. There's a lot more in it than there is in a letter. And the next one that I make, why, we'll have my trip in there, so should be able to make that one pretty easy. We don't run into rain all the way and can't take pictures. If it rains all the time, I guess we will have to drive back. Then the captain today, when we was over there getting his map from him, told us of some nice towns. He pointed a couple out there and told us we should stop and look at them. He said one of them is smaller than Bangkok, but he said it's a better resort area than Bangkok. There's actually two cities that are famous over here, and that is Bangkok and Chiang Mai. Chiang Mai was the capital here when it was Siam. I've wanted to go over there, but I doubt if I'll ever get over there. There's no roads from here over to there. He has been all over Thailand here. I believe he has been to that city, or he's been told all about it. Anyway, he told us some of the things there to see, the different temples, this places on the river to go take pictures and this. So we're going to go there, or when we get there, we'll stop and look around, see what there is there. That's why we're hoping that we don't run into too much rain. We don't mind it while we're supposed to be starting out on the road. We may, even if we don't run into much rain, we'll tell them we'll run into rain and washed out roads. And most of our roads are supposed to be paved all the way. But there's some of these roads, well, they get flooded out of what we've been told. And some of the low areas with all the rain that they have here. I wished I had somewhere else to tape this. I don't even like to listen to it. I think that's why I don't play them back anymore with that generator out here roaring into this thing. I have to turn it way down and hardly hear it, and I get the roar out. But I don't know how you do on tape recorder there, whether you get most of the roar out and still hear me or not. You know, I'm taping it real loud, but the roar is a lot loud too. But it's constant roar here all the time, and unless you happen to stop and see if the generators are running, well, you never even hear it. You get used to it all the time. And it doesn't sound as bad just sitting here and listening to it as it does coming back through on the tape. I still say this is the slowest damn month I've ever seen over here. Looking up the map, only got one more Saturday, but with tomorrow, there's two more Sundays. The way I've been taping, just tapes on weekend. Why, after the next tape I make, why, the month will be pretty near over with then. But I'll probably make one the first shift that I work after I get back from down there with the truck. I'll tell you all about that. Probably make another one the following shift. Try to make two in a row again like I did before. I don't know exactly. If we get back here the 29th, it will be pretty near the, or the 24th, not the 29th. We'll work the 25th, and I'll probably make one then and one again Sunday. I hope I don't run into as much trouble making two in a row like that like I did before. Got a little bit difficult there. But I've finally made it. I had a piece of paper on my locker door on the inside there. I had from 1 to 52. I had weeks to go. I mark that off every Saturday at noon. Today, Carlisle got in my locker to get something out, and he looked at that, comes up to me and says, "Hey, you forgot something." I said, "What's that?" He says, "Mark off another week off there." He said, "Well, I got 24 to go." I said, "No, I made a mistake last time and marked off the wrong ones." I said, "We still got 25. And he says, "Oh, got an extra week to go over here now." I said, "No. But actually, it's 24. I should have marked it off today. So I'm going to wait till I get back from down there. And Saturday, the 26th, I'll mark off 2 weeks. Make him think he gained an extra week somewhere now." 24 brings us right up to the 7th. So I imagine we've got 22 weeks to go now. That's still a long time. This tax bill, as long as this already went through and passed, they're going to put it up for vote in November. I imagine all the people that live there will voted in. I think people in mobile homes is getting away with everything, not paying nothing. Unless when they start telling people, they can make a lot of them realize the hardship that it will put on the older people. Maybe if they keep stressing that, that more retired people are buying mobile homes and living in them, they can make some people change their mind about voting yes to have the tax on them. Since it's in November when they have the election, if it does get voted in, probably won't go into effect until the first of the year, so you won't have to worry about that. I feel that I have got no sweat at all about getting back to McCoy. I wouldn't doubt if two or three of us from here got sent there. Be glad when this next 90 days has gone by so I can find out exactly where it is I'm going to get stationed at. Maybe that's why time's going so slow. I've been waiting for this to get here and trying to rush 90 days away real fast like to find out where we're going. Probably after we find out where we're going, then time really will go slow, because we'll be wanting to hurry up and get out of here a lot faster than what we do now. Well, my beautiful baby, this tape looks like it's about ready to run out. I'll go ahead and say something else, well, then I will run out, so I'll tell you how much I love you and I miss you. And I do love you very, very, very much with all my heart. And I miss you very much, too. You're the most sweetest, wonderful, gorgeous thing in the world. And I can't wait till I get back to you again. Maybe that's why the time goes by so slow here. Just my wanting you, wanting to get back to you. But I guess if I didn't want that, well, I wouldn't be in love with you. So I am in love with you, so I do want to get back. And I want to send you jillions and jillions and jillions of hugs and kisses. Is that one any better than any of the others? There's a blue million in that one. Well, honey, I'll say goodnight for now. May God be with you always until I get back. I love you with all my heart. Oh, one more thing I want to say before this runs out. I love you very much.